Well, I can't remember which grade it was in. I know it was in high school, and I know it was a math class. Sometime during the math class, my mind wandered away from the algebra or calculus or whatever it was, and I was lost in my own world. I know this doesn't happen to you, but it happened to me at least once. And I have no idea what I was daydreaming about or where my mind had gone, but for one thing for sure, I wasn't really listening, and it was obvious to the teacher. Oblivious of all my surroundings, you can imagine my surprise as the teacher's hand came slamming down into my desk and caused me to just about jump out of my seat with my heart pounding like it never did before. I learned very quickly that people don't like it when you're not paying attention to them. Last Sunday, we looked at an incident in Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17, that occurred one Sabbath in the synagogue. And we're not going to read that chapter again this morning, but if you haven't read it, you might want to read it sometime. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17, we are going to refer to it. And last week, as we looked at that scripture, I focused on the fact that our words can either bring hurt or healing to the people around us. And in the case of Jesus and the woman who had been crippled for 18 years, Jesus not only brought about physical healing, but even more so, Jesus brought healing to her as a person. He recognized her as a woman worthy of value, of respect. This too is a daughter of Abraham. Those words would have rung through her ears. His words had a powerful influence upon her. Well, this morning I'd like for us to look at that same incident again in Luke 13 and focus on something else that happened. And we touched on it just briefly last week, only in passing. And that is the statement in verse 12 that says, when Jesus saw her. We don't think anything much of those words, when Jesus saw her. We take them for granted, but really, we shouldn't. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward. There's something about Jesus that is highly significant in this verse. Something that I believe is important for us today as God's people, and that's why I want to focus on it, particularly in our 21st century. And that is this. Jesus had a way of noticing people who were struggling and giving them his full attention. Jesus had a way of finding people who were otherwise ignored and letting them know, you matter. I'm interested in you. You are a priority to me. It's important that I spend time with you. Psychologists, and I'm not one, call this attunement. We see it often with babies. When a baby looks up and notices a face that is smiling back at him or her, the baby realizes that somebody is paying attention. The baby realizes that they are connected or in tune with someone, another person. Something happens. They get to that age when they look and they see somebody looking back and their eyes sparkle. And a little smile comes on their face. And, oh, I had a lot of fun doing that yesterday with Flynn. It's exactly where we were at. That's exactly the stage he's at. You know, you look and attunement, there's a connection that happens. The prayer of blessing in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26, shows us that God does the same thing as we do. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace." That's the prayer of blessing. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. The prayer of blessing there is that God would look upon you. That God would look down on you and see you and make that connection with you. Just like as a father or a mother or a grandfather, grandmother, you look down and you see the child, you turn your face toward them and they come to life. The prayer of blessing is that God would do that to us. The good news is, He does. He says we're important to Him. And here's the thing. The God of all creation. Imagine that. The God of infinite power and authority. The God who has everything in the universe in His hands. Pays attention to you. To me. That He turns His face towards us. It's remarkable when you think about it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. Be gracious. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. And that is what Jesus was doing back in Luke 13. There were crowds of people. They were always pressing Jesus. And yet, despite the crowds, Jesus had a way of noticing the individual and turning His face towards her, calling her out. You've seen the same encounter, a similar encounter with Zacchaeus. No one would have paid attention to Zacchaeus. Why, he was a filthy whatever you want to put in there. But Jesus paid attention. Jesus turned His face towards Zacchaeus. And you see it in the synagogue when a crippled woman walks in, bent over, unsure of how the reaction would be of the people there, fearing rejection, perhaps even hoping to stay invisible. And what does Jesus do? He not only notices her, makes eye contact, He calls her out from everyone and says, "You come up to the front here. I want everyone to see you. I want the whole world here to know that you are important, that you matter." Jesus could have healed her from where she was. He could have just looked at her and winked at her or, you know, waved at her or just thought, you know, said, in His mind, "Woman, be healed." You know, could have done all that. But He drew her out. He noticed her. And in effect, Jesus is saying, "I'm going to give you My undivided attention. Despite all the other crowds of people here, you matter." And as we know, before long, the woman is healed and restored and walks out a new person, all because Jesus noticed her and gave her His attention. He took time for her. And the point that I want to make this morning is simply this. If God turns his face towards us. And when Jesus turns his face towards the hurting, what does it say about God's expectation of us to those around us? So many times, you know, the scripture teaches us to forgive as we have been forgiven, to bless as we have been blessed. Numerous ways. It only makes sense that when Jesus turns his face upon us, his desire is that we would pay attention to those around us. And the truth is, there are all kinds of people waiting to be noticed, to have someone pay a little bit of attention to them. But all too often, we don't. We don't notice them. It's not that we're bad. It's not that we don't want to. It's not that we don't care. It's not that we look down on others. But we don't notice them. And the reason we don't notice them is usually because we're either going too fast or our minds are preoccupied. One of the reasons why Heather enjoys taking 5 days to hike the Chilkoot Trail is so that she could enjoy the sights along the way. The beauty of creation, and also the historic artifacts that you find along the way that you can stop and look at and maybe enjoy for a few moments and hunt down other ones. You know, when you go wandering off the trail, sometimes you see things that you don't when you're just rushing by. When we're going fast, we just miss it. We just do. You know, when you're driving down the highway, 60, 70 miles an hour, there's lots that you miss. If you're walking down the highway, there's lots that you pick up that you would have missed otherwise. The faster we are going, the less we notice the little things around us. That's just the way it is. It's not good or bad. That's just reality. The faster we are going, the more we're going to miss. And some of what we're going to miss are the people that God has been trying to put in our lives. So we need to slow down. Yeah, we need to slow down. There's some things we can do to slow down. When someone is talking to us, we could look people in the eye. That's one way to slow down. Another way to show that we are interested is to ask questions, to talk. To show that we are interested is to, we do that by asking questions. But I think the best thing to do to slow down a little bit is to leave some gaps in your day. If every moment is scheduled, then there's no time to notice other needs. I remember very clearly the period of about 1 year before we hired Clayton as our children's daycare director and associate pastor. I remember that for about 12 months, I had that role along with the responsibilities of the church. And it was a crazy, crazy hopping daycare. Still is a crazy hopping daycare, but it was crazier then. And we had kids all over the place, you know, probably hanging from the rafters, maybe not. And it's just the way it was. We didn't have a daycare director at that time, and we want to wait upon the Lord and wait for the right person. And I remember, I'm ashamed of it in one sense, but then, you know, I think, well, what else could I have done? But I remember literally running down Main Street. I never walked down Main Street. If I parked my car to go to the bank, I would not have been walking. And I remember very vividly hoping that I didn't see anybody that I knew, because I wouldn't be able to stop and talk to them, and I'd be ashamed of that, because I know I should have. But I couldn't. I had to do this and that and the other thing, and this and that and the other thing and the other thing, and come back and hope that things hadn't fallen apart and do some more things. And I just didn't have the time to stop and have a coffee with someone. Thankfully, that was only for a period of time. And I knew it was only going to be for a period of time. So, you know, we didn't panic about it. But that was the reality for that period of time. And when our day is just too jam-packed and there's no gaps, then when you see somebody, it's like you don't even really see them. You just keep running by. There could have been somebody half dead on the sidewalk. I probably would have just run right by, you know. I don't know. It's terrible, but that's the way it becomes when we are busy with so many things. And we need to slow down. And we need to leave some gaps in our day. And I'm very glad to say that most of the time, when I go down Main Street now, I'm looking for people. If I see you on Main Street when I'm walking or at Walmart, you can almost count on wanting to be taking time for coffee or something like that. So things do change, so that's good. But the other thing we need to do, the other problem is, even if we have the time, sometimes our minds are so preoccupied. We have so much on our mind that we don't actually pay attention to the people that are around us. I'm sure we've all been there. You're talking to somebody and you just know that they are in a completely different world. They're there physically and you're talking to them, but you know their mind is somewhere else. Like that teacher knew with me back in high school. Maybe you've done it yourself, as I had done. Someone is talking to you and you're so preoccupied about something else that you're not really paying attention. Someone once did an experiment where they would ask people how they were doing. When somebody would ask them, how are you doing? They would answer with obnoxiously horrible answers, you know. I'm doing terrible, my mother just died, or, you know, something like that. And so many times, people would respond, oh, that's nice, have a good day, you know. Like, wait a minute, did you hear what I said? Obviously, you didn't, you know. How are you doing? Oh, my house burned down. That's great, have a nice day, see you later, you know. Wait a minute. They weren't paying attention. Their mind, they were there, but their mind was somewhere else. We need to be careful that we don't be that person. Jesus noticed. He took the time. He paid attention. And here's the thing. Every day, we pass by people. Some we greet, some people we shake their hand, smile at, maybe even have some small talk. Everything looks good on the surface, but deep down, they are crippled. They are bent over emotionally. They carry a pain, and they long to meet someone who cares enough to notice. And as the church of Jesus Christ, as the body of Christ, we are Christ in this world. Amazing that he gives us that. He trusts us with that. As the Church of Jesus Christ, His representatives on earth, it is up to us to notice and pay attention. It is up to us to turn our face towards others when we're talking to them or when they're talking to us. Just as God turns His face towards us, we need to look at them in the eye to show them that they matter. I don't always get this right. Maybe there's a child who needs attention, who needs to talk. Maybe there's the elderly who are hoping that somebody would take the time to notice that they are there. Maybe it's a single mom. Maybe it's a husband who is struggling to make ends meet for his family. Really, the opportunities are endless, just like people are endless. We won't always get it right, and we will miss opportunities. But that shouldn't stop us from making that effort, from slowing down and trying to notice, who is God crossing my path with today? It's a good question to ask ourselves when we get up in the morning. Who is God going to put in my path today that needs some encouragement, that needs my time? That's the best thing we can give. Or are we so busy, so preoccupied, that we won't notice? With all the demands and pressures that were on Jesus, with all the crowds that were constantly pressing around Him, He still noticed the pain in the woman who had come, who needed Him. So the question is, who is there in your life that needs you? Who is there when you get up in the morning that God wants to cross paths with you? And maybe today you're sitting in the pews and you're thinking, wait a minute, Norm. I'm the one that's carrying the pain. I'm the one who needs help. I'm the one that people need to notice. I'm the one that's struggling. And I would say to you two things. Number one, the surest way to be blessed, to be helped, is by making an effort to help others. And if you are sitting there and you're thinking, you know, I've got pain, I got struggle, I got needs, and I wish somebody would notice, the best thing you can do is to look for others that you can bless. Because when we do that, I don't know how it works, but it just does. And the other thing we need to do is we need to look to Jesus. We need to look to Him. He's looking for us. His face is shining towards us. We need to turn and seek Him. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And so I would say, look to Jesus. Seek how you can help other people. And take the time to notice, to pay attention, and to be a blessing. And in return, you are guaranteed to be blessed yourself. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, it truly is an awesome thought that the God of all creation has bestowed upon us the responsibility to be representatives of Jesus Christ here on this earth. Lord God, that in some way that You use us to shine Your face upon people around us. That we are the face of Jesus to someone today. And I pray, Father God, that You'd help me, help us to slow down, to declutter our mind even, that we may be able to take the time and focus on someone that you put in our path today, whoever it may be, however it might be. Lord God, as you have blessed us with your presence and your peace and your face shining upon us, may we, Lord, be a blessing to someone today. In Jesus' name, amen.